relations between the U.S. and China. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confronted an unapologetic Chinese foreign minister for his country's use of a spy balloon over U.S. airspace earlier this month.
The president and his team continue to tell China what happened is unacceptable. Secretary Blinken met with Wang Yi, the communist giant's foreign minister. Yi called the U.S. response to the spy craft, quote, absurd and hysterical. President Biden says he plans to speak to his counterpart, President Xi Jinping, about the balloon incident. Today, the Chinese ministry released a readout of the meeting between Blinken and Wang Yi. And Wang Yi pointed out, according to the Chinese readout, what the U.S. has done, and this is a quote, was apparently an abuse of the use of force in violation of customary international practice in the International Civil Aviation Covenant. China deplores it and strongly protests it, end quote. Again, this coming from the Chinese side.
Fox's David Spunt. Meanwhile, an arrest has been made in the Saturday night killing of a Philadelphia area police officer during an attempted carjacking.
18-year-old Miles Pfeffer was arrested Sunday morning for the shooting death of Temple University police officer Christopher Fitzgerald. Pfeffer allegedly shot Fitzgerald in the head during an incident near campus Saturday night before reportedly robbing the officer after he was wounded. Dr. Jennifer Griffin is Temple's vice president for public safety.
Our hearts are broken. We're devastated at the loss.
Pfeffer faces several charges, including murder and murder of a law enforcement officer, as well as robbery and carjacking.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. And former President Jimmy Carter has entered hospice care at home as the 98-year-old is nearing death.
This comes after a series of short hospital stays. The Carter Center adds that he has the full support of his family and his medical team. Carter's grandson, Jason, tweeted Saturday, "I saw both of my grandparents yesterday. They are at peace, and as always, their home is full of love."
Fox's Jonathan Sary. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Well, the ongoing bird flu outbreak has cost the government nearly $700 million and added to consumers' pain at the grocery store as officials slaughtered more than 58 million birds to help limit the spread of the virus. The farmers who raise chickens and turkeys are seeing the worst of it as they work to keep the virus off their farms, and they're losing money every day. Officials say the bad news is that with the outbreak entering its second year and the spring migration season looming, there is no end in sight. And a mom in Virginia says her son was physically attacked during an alleged bullying incident on a school bus.
Taylor Brock saying another student choked her seventh grade son, leaving him with bruises and marks around his neck and face. The incident captured on video. Brock telling Fox News Digital that Fairfax County Public School officials downplayed the assault when she spoke to them, and they failed to take safety measures to protect her son. The school district saying they followed district procedures. This incident coming in the wake of the beating of 14-year-old Adriana Kutch by some classmates at her New Jersey school, which was recorded and shared on social media. Kutch dying of an apparent suicide a couple of days later. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And some newly released government records are fueling speculation about a treasure trove of gold buried in Pennsylvania.
A court-ordered government release of photos, videos, maps, and other documents convincing treasure hunter Dennis Parada that the FBI is looking for Civil War-era gold at a dig in Dent's Run, Pennsylvania. Parada waging a legal battle forcing the FBI to turn over records pointing to sophisticated testing suggesting that tons of gold might be buried there. The FBI insisting, however, that their dig came up empty. All this connected to local lore, saying an 1863 shipment of Union gold disappeared on its way to the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. Parada saying 7 to 9 tons of gold could be buried at that site.
Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.